Yeah. King Khaleesi. K-Matic. IOM Entertainment. My Way Records, what up? 7-8, get them up early. Ready for the grind. No alarm clock. Money on my mind. Yeah, I'm a boss. This is not a rhyme. Listen very close. Truth in every line. Metronome time. I produce thoughts. On my way to the top. Like a pole vault. Clear.
Here with Cedric Alexander of Ring of Honor. This is Steve Gerwick of Gerwick.net. And Cedric, can tell us how things are going currently with Ring of Honor and your experience with the fans?
Right now, things are going fantastic. Ring of Honor is on an upswing. It's all good news from here on out, it seems like. And the fans are amazing. The fans are appreciative and responsive and seem to really enjoy what we're doing and not, you know, getting bored with it. So that's always a blessing.
I think Ring of Honor is a great alternative to the other big two companies. What does Ring of Honor really kind of need to do to click maybe with the general wrestling population out there?
Man, that's a tricky question. I think a lot of fans are used to seeing a lot of verbiage in wrestling shows, but Ring of Honor doesn't really give a whole lot of talkity-talk, you know, we like to, you know, hit it with the action. I think one way they're really going to be able to, I guess, reach out to the more casual wrestling fan would be just to get more eyes on it, and that just really takes work on our part as far as the wrestlers and production team to really deliver the best product possible and not get complacent with doing the same old that you see every day, like WWE or TNA, where they just have a bunch of verbiage and very little action. If we can deliver the best wrestling like we always do, but just get the right eyes on it, we'll be on top.
Totally agree. I enjoy your guys' product very much. I'm getting tired of the sports entertainment, so it's great to see a wrestling product out there. I guess for those that are maybe new with you, you're fairly new on the scene. Can you kind of tell us where you came from, your background?
Yeah, sure. I broke in 2000. As a matter of fact, I can remember the exact date, July 17th, 2009, in Charlotte, North Carolina. I trained under George South and Jake Manning. They were the two men responsible for the man you see today. George South was a old NWA wrestler. He's had a lot of fantastic matches with like the legends like Hogan and Ultimate Warrior and Flair and so on and so forth. Jake Manning is more of an independent guy. He was coming up around the same time I started training. So I have a pretty good grasp on what the past wrestling used to be and what today's wrestling is, I think. And like breaking in wrestling for me was almost second nature, because I spent all of my high school career in collegiate wrestling, and then I had 2 years of college wrestling. So for me, the body control it takes to be a professional wrestler came second nature, and I've watched it all my life and really had a strong love for it ever since I can remember. And it was only sport that I've ever looked at and go, okay, this is what I want to do with my life, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. To me, there was nothing else like important. I wasn't into football or basketball or anything like that, but to me, wrestling has always been, you know, a first love, and it always will continue to be.
I'm always curious too, somebody that breaks into the business, what was the reaction maybe of your parents, your friends, and they said, hey, I think I'm gonna train to become a professional wrestler? What was kind of their reaction? Have they been pretty supportive to you over the years?
My parents were always supportive. They didn't necessarily take it seriously, but they were like, if he actually does do it, then we're behind it 100%, and they always have been. Friends and friends and like maybe peers and teachers and stuff that I would express that to, they always took it as a joke, like, oh, okay, ha ha ha, real funny, think of a real job, blah blah blah. And I always use that as motivation to be like, okay, well, fine, if you really think this is a joke, I'm going to go out and prove you wrong. And I feel like I've been wrestling for about five years now, so I feel like I've really come way, 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 way further than I ever thought I could, and proved a lot of people wrong so far. And all I can do now is continue to do the same thing and just prove everyone that thought I was joking about this wrong.
Yeah, you had some great match with Roderick Strong. Great matches. I wanted to ask you, kind of growing up, your background, you know, watching wrestling, where did you watch it? Who were some of your favorite wrestlers and characters?
Growing up, I remember the first match I ever watched. It was Juventud Guerrera versus Rey Mysterio in WCW. That was the first match I ever watched, and from that point on, I was hooked. It was something I could get enough of. And growing up, I was really a big fan of the WCW cruiserweights. So like the smaller guys who were fast and flashy and did a bunch of cool stuff were always the ones that I had a special place in my heart for. But I would say my biggest fan favorites growing up when I was a kid were I was a big fan of Goldberg. Jeff Hardy was a big fan of. Well, I was a big fan of Jeff Hardy's. Edge, Christian, The Rock, Shawn Michaels. We can never get enough of that. And it was just one of those things where I always try to take something from the guys that I watched coming up.
I wondered, obviously, you're African-American, and I'm just wondering, we don't see a lot of African-American stars on top of the cards and the other federations. Does that help you or hurt you as you kind of grow in this business?
I don't know. I would say it helps me because I guess there's a stigma that a lot of guys that African-American don't necessarily know how to work very well, I guess, is what I've come up with the impression of, and like every other guy is a Shelton Benjamin or Booker T and blah blah blah, and I've really worked hard in my opinion to set myself apart from guys like that, so no one can call me the second coming of Shelton Benjamin or the fifth coming of Booker T or whatever you want to call it. So yeah, that's one of the things that I think helps me, is that I can actually, you know, wrestle.
Do you kind of see in the future maybe more stars, African American stars, maybe minorities just in general, getting more pushed to the top of the card in professional wrestling?
Definitely. I think, you know, one of the biggest, I guess, knocks against wrestling is stereotypes. You know, like when you watch the WWE, like guys like Xavier Woods, he's a very talented wrestler. Kofi Kingston, Big E Langston, they're all very good guys, but when you look at them, a lot of people see it as just, oh, he's a black dude, so he's got to do something stereotypically black people would do. Like, I watched some vignette the other day where Xavier Woods is doing like a James Brown gimmick where he's got a cape and he's singing and dancing. And like, do you ever see like the Triple H have to sing and dance and do stereotypical white things like eat caviar or whatever you want to call it? I don't know. Just like it's one of those things where if we can get away from just seeing color and see talent, that people will respect the business a lot more, and people will see things for what they are and not for what they want them to be.
Right. Okay, what are your goals, and where do you see yourself in 5 years?
My goal in wrestling is just to be the best professional wrestler I can and travel the world. That's my number one goal. Most guys' goal is, I want to make it to WWE, I want to make it to TNA, or I want to this, that, and the other, whatever. But when I was a kid, growing up watching wrestling, like, when I first made the conscious decision to be a wrestler, Ring of Honor was where I wanted to be. Because, like, I looked at this as the best wrestling there was. Because, you know, WWE was always that place where I always hear horror stories about, oh, it's so terrible here, they censor you so much, and blah, 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 blah. And when I was training, the biggest thing that I was taught was, no one can take away your creativity. And Ring of Honor, I feel, is a place where I can be the most creative. I can flourish as a professional and not just be a cookie cutter of what they make wrestling to be in other places. So, I mean, if I make it to WWE, cool, whatever. But if I don't, the only thing I really want is to be able to travel the world doing what I love and making money as I do it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.